this will work on a Monday.
Excuse me, sir.
Sir.
Looking for the hood.
Excuse me, sir.
Did you point me in the right direction?
I'm all turned around here. The map says I got to go this way. Where's the hood at? Where's it at on the map here?
I want to go there, man.
Good stuff. I don't think that's how the song went, but it's close enough. That was the inspiration. Some guy pulled up to DMX one time and was like, excuse me, sir. Where's the hood at? Oh, that's a great song. Where the hood at?
Hey, it comes from somewhere, man.
Yeah, right? Yeah, he probably was. I think DMX at one point in his youth was maybe just standing around a corner doing DMX stuff.
Excuse me, sir.
Yeah, some little old couple in a Cadillac pulled up and they, excuse me, young man. I think my wife wrote down the directions wrong. Hey, could you tell us where the hood is at? I don't know why they turned British all of a sudden. It's, excuse me. He's standing there. Oh. Yeah. Where is this hood they speak
confused.
Of?
Confused.
I'm confused. I'm all turned around. Don't know where the hood is at. Anyway, enough of that. Let's move on. It's 6:48. It is time for your rock news and rock history.
Here's your Plan B Morning Show Rock News with Brock and Hunter.
As always, your rock news and rock history brought to you by AIR, Advanced Import Repair, M139 in Benton Harbor. Breathe easy when it comes to getting your car, truck, SUV fixed up. Owner John Van Lanningham and his crew going to get you taken care of and back on the road safely with Advanced Import Repair. Check it out. Anyway, this is kind of interesting. Eddie Vedder has teamed up with NASA to help publicize their next big space travel effort. That's right. Mr. Pearl Jam himself, his song Invincible from Earthling is part of a video promoting the upcoming test flight of the Artemis Moon and Mars vehicle. The clip mixes footage of Vedder playing alongside computer-generated footage of the project, which will return humans to the moon by 2025 and then land a crew on Mars.
Wow.
You can check out the video now on YouTube. Can't find a landing spot. Is that what it is?
Do you know what I just thought of?
What?
What's going to be the first concert in space?
Oh, dude, that's a great question.
Or the first concert. Who's going to be the first band to play on the moon? Because it's going to happen, dude.
Of course it's going to happen. And then, let's go even deeper. What's going to be the first band who formed on the moon, right? It's going to happen. Yeah. It's got to happen, right? Oh, yeah, well, we met when we were at Moon Academy. And we just started a band. It's the first band. I don't know.
It's got to be Pink Floyd, right?
I mean, that would be a good one, but I don't know. And for me, if David Bowie was still alive, him up there playing Space Oddity, Ground Control to Major Tom.
That would be interesting. What would people vote for? What?
That
you know, only one band gets to go.
I tell you what, Hunter, we're going to answer that question. That is a topic for our show right here.
That's a great topic.
What do you think would be the first band to play on the moon? Maybe it'll be Eddie Vedder if he's already on there. Maybe it'll be Pearl Jam. Maybe to be
Pearl, you know.
Okay, first, if it's a Weird Al, that would be amazing. All right, if Weird Al is the first guy, like that's the guy that deserves.
That's the guy got picked, huh?
Yeah, yeah. Really? You went with Weird Al? Yeah. Well, a little squeeze box up there on the moon.
It's gonna happen. Somebody's gonna play there. They're gonna stream it, and then you're gonna be able to watch it.
Yeah.
God, first from the moon. On the moon.
And now, welcome from the moon, Weird Al.
Just five guys up there floating around.
We forgot to tether him, man. Oh, no.
His drumstick. Oh,
his drumstick's gone.
He did the one trick where he threw it up and it never came down.
Some guy goes to crowd. Just a bunch of people floating around because they went to crowd surf. It's like, oh, no. Grab his feet. Oh.
He's gone. He's like George Clooney in that movie.
Oh, no. Oh, no. We forgot to tether him. Anyway, so that's an interesting question, Hunter. I think we'll have to answer that here. But that is your rock news. Let's take a look at your rock history.
On this day in rock history.
On this day in rock history, I mean, kind of a slow day. We'll just go with this one. March 21st, 1987, U2 released the single With or Without You. What?
You big U2 fan?
Early U2. I tell you what, they got Bono got a, and I'm sure he's a nice guy. He does a lot of great things, but it seems like he got a little, I don't know, big for his Brit. Does that make sense? They're one of the biggest bands in the world, so maybe it makes sense.
Yeah.
But you know, and then you got the Edge, and it's like, okay, he's always wearing this. I don't know. I just feel like they try a little hard sometimes. Maybe is, it, that makes
there's
sense.
There's some songs that I'm like, yeah, all right, that's
dope.
Like
yeah, it's great stuff. Yeah. Absolutely. Early
biggest
YouTube
band in the world, though.
But think about too how much hate they got and how much hate Apple got when they just loaded up their music to everyone's phone. Like everyone got free YouTube music. Like, hey, F you, YouTube. That. I didn't ask for it. I don't want it on my phone.
That's right.
You bastards.
I forgot about that.
God, everyone was so angry at YouTube. That was a big deal. It was a big deal.
I don't want it, man.
Yeah. It automatically plays when I open it up. What the hell, Bono?
Yeah.
You son of a bitch. Anyway. So. But with or without you, smash it, 1987.
U2 is going to be the one playing on the moon.
There
aren't
you
they?
Go. Yeah. With or without. Oh, no, there goes Bono. He's floating away. All right, that is your rock news and rock history brought to you by AIR. We'll be back.